Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, landline, all that, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to give your comment or you have an opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad and I will get you on the air. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. It is Friday. It is a free-for-all Friday. Frank, what does free-for-all mean? Free-for-all means that you can call into the show and you can, you can press the number one on your keypad and you can talk about anything. I mean anything that you like. You can talk about what kind of bubblegum you chewed today. I don't care what it is. You can talk about it on Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in. Let's talk. Huh? Let's talk. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And today's word of the day is Otios. Otios. O-T-I-O-S-E. Otios is an adjective, and it means producing no useful result. Producing no useful result. Or being at leisure. Lacking use or effect. Lacking use or effect. Functionless. Producing no useful result. Is Otios. O-T-I-O-S-E. That's a great word, huh? Otios. Okay, now, today's weather. Right now is 87 degrees in the ATL. That's our high for today. Tomorrow, sunshine, 92. Sunday, sunshine, 91. Monday, partly sunny, 90. Tuesday, rain, 81. Wednesday, thunderstorm. Thursday, thunderstorm. Friday, thunderstorm. Saturday, thunderstorm. I don't think it's going to be all those thunderstorms, but you know how the weather is in Georgia at this time of year. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you, guys, for tuning in. Hey, this weekend, on Sunday is Mother's Day, and that's what we're talking about. I'm going to talk about today on the show. Like I said, it's Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in, and you can talk about anything that you want. You can talk about Mother's Day if you want, or your mother if you want. You can talk about bubblegum, sports, politics, religion. I don't care what it is. You can talk about it today on the show. The show is open to all my listening audience. All you have to do is press one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air. Again, today's show, I'm going to talk about, I want you guys to call me and tell me, what does your mother mean to you? I don't know if your mother's still with us or if she's passed on like my mom. I don't know. But even if she's not still with us, you can still talk about what she means to you. Because even today, my mom died in 2005. So even today, 13 years later, I still get deep, deep feelings when I talk about her. Simply because she meant so much to me. She was, to me, she, before I get to that, let me do this. I want to talk about Mother's Day and what you guys may be doing or whatever for your mother. or, you know, what you guys may be doing for your wife or your significant other who is a mother, who may be a mother of your kids, or you may be with her and she may be a mother, but you're not the kid's dad, but you still have to take care of her, right? You still have to nurture her, in so to speak. And that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to be nurturing. Although, you know, I have my wife, of course, and then I have my mother-in-law. I don't have my mom, but I have my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter. And they all would get exactly what they get, right? So I got to work for four women this weekend. But I don't mind, because they do so much for me. They take care of me, so to speak. And, you know, it's hard to think of any type of replacement for any of those women in my life, okay? I know that, you know, so when you think about it, and I don't want the show to be about me and what I'm doing this weekend. I want you guys to call me and tell me what you're doing this weekend. But at the same time, if you don't, I can't just sit here and listen to dead air, right? I have to talk about something. So I'm really just you know, petting them all weekend. You know, I'm gonna do breakfast, lunch, and dinner for everyone. I'm gonna take care of whatever household chores that need to be taken care of. Only thing I'm not doing is washing clothes. Okay. But I am going to take care of household duties, clean the kitchen, maybe do a few things around the house, and just have them relax. It's their day, right? And if you're a mother listening to the show, this is your day coming up. Not today, but coming up on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, right? So Sunday is your day. I'm not sure if we're going to do church, but Sunday's going to be their day, okay? I got my mother-in-law coming up to the house, and, you know, we're going to have a good time, right? We're going to have a good time. Again, I'm doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They've already put together a menu for me to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what they want. So I have to hit the store today or first thing in the morning and get everything that I need. And I'm a pretty good cook. I think so, and they think so. So that's what they want me to do for them, cook for them, take care of them, right? So I'll do that because they take care of me, all right? So 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call me and tell me what you're doing for your mother or your wife or your significant other or whomever, the mother or the mother figure that's in your life right now. Tell me what you guys are doing. All right. Now, as far as me talking about my mother is that, and again, people that know me know my mom passed quite a while back and from cancer. And when you think about it, when I think about her, I only think about good things. She fed me so much wisdom in life, for life, that I use today, that it's just, And nothing can take that away from me. You know, sometimes when I talk to some of my friends, they talk about the kind of disciplines or whippings that they got when they were growing up. She was my disciplinarian. She disciplined me when I got out of line. right? She disciplined me pretty hard when I got out of line, right? And I remember some of those, right? I remember some of those. And actually, I'll never forget some of those. And, you know, because my dad wasn't there. And, but because she did discipline me and discipline me the way she did, that was how I kind of brought my family up. And not that I beat my kids gave them a lot of whoopings like I got. I was a kind of bad boy when I was growing up. So I got some whoopings trying to get me to get on the right path. And I think I did. So those are the kind of things that you take on, and you, when you get to be an adult, you start to raise your family the way that your parents or your mom raised you. And, you know, if it was a good upbringing, then now that you have a family, now your family should have a good upbringing. And then what you instill in them, in your kids, they should be instilling in their kids. And it should go on and on and on. And that's the circle that you create as you go, you know, through life. And for you, it started with your mom, right? She birthed you. She changed the diaper. She gave you baths. She brought you on up as a toddler and a kid, and she took you through elementary school and high school. We didn't have middle school back then, but if you think about it, took you through middle school and high school. And then even if you went to college, she took you through college. She never, ever, never, ever, 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 ever gave up on you. She never will give up on you. And you should never, ever, never, ever, ever give up on your kids. Don't give up on your kids, because you never know what your kids are going to turn out to be. And only they get with the wrong crowd, then they may not be what you want them to be or what you thought they'd be. But if you turn it around, maybe they'd be more than you thought they were going to be. I never thought he'd be a pro baseball player. I'd have never thought he'd be a doctor when he was growing up. I never thought he'd be a dentist when he was growing up. I never thought this guy would build houses when he grew up. I never thought that she would be a dancer when she grew up. I never thought that she would be an actress when she grew up. I mean, there's so many avenues that your kids might take. That's why I say, you can never, ever give up on your kids. And my mom never gave up on me. Okay? I was a superstar high school basketball player coming up through high school. Did a lot for people, did a lot with people. And, you know, my mom worked that night, and she never, ever talked against me doing something that I wanted to do. Never. I had friends come over and spend the night with me, and she'd come home in the morning from work, and she'd cook us breakfast. She'd get into bed. She'd sleep a few hours. She'd get up. She'd cook us some dinner. All that, man. And everyone used to say, man, your mom's so cool, this and that, this and that. And she was. Okay? My mom was the best. She was my best friend for forever. I could tell her anything. I didn't tell her everything, but I could tell her anything. And she fed me wisdom all the time. And that's the way you should be doing your kids. You should be feeding your kids wisdom all the time. Teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching all the time. Because it's a never-ending way, right? And as a mother, that's exactly what you want to give your kids. You want to give your kids all your wisdom because you don't want them to make the mistakes or some of the mistakes that you made. I'm not saying that you guys made some heavy mistakes. That's not what I'm saying. Because we all make mistakes, but hopefully we learn from our mistakes. And when we made a mistake growing up, your mom corrected that mistake, right? Or she gave you something. She gave you one of those whoopings that made you understand your mistake, made you understand what you did wrong. Because my mom used to give me whoopings or whatever, and she talked to me while she was doing it. You know, you aren't gonna run through the house anymore. You know, you broke my sock top something. You know, and you dance and jump up and down. You dance and dance, and you know, that was it. But my mom was the best. She taught me so much. She taught me, and she taught me a lot about women, because she was a woman, right? She taught me a lot about women, how to treat women, and you know, I grabbed a hold of that. And but your mother means so much to you. And my mother meant the same to me. My mother wasn't no better than your mom. If you're listening to the show right now, you understand that your mom is the rock. She's the only thing that held the family together. She's the glue of the family. Or she was the glue of the family. And once my mom passed on, the family kind of drifted apart. You know, we come together here and there, but when she was here, we came together all the time. Had fun, talked, laughed, had fun. She was the glue of the family. And then when that glue left, the family started to kind of grow apart. And I know everyone has their own lives and do this and do that. But if you're a mother, you have to be, or you are, the glue of that family. You have to do it all. And you never waver about it. What I mean by that is you never say, man, I'm sick and tired of doing this stuff. I'm sick and tired of having all the time, you know, cook for y'all. I'm sick and tired of all the time having to go to the store and buy this for y'all. That's part of it. That's part of it. A lot of people be at work at different places, wherever you work. I don't know where you work, but any place that you work, it's the same thing. You say, man, I'm tired of this. You may be tired of it, or you may not want to do it, but that's going to pay your bills. Your work is going to pay your bills. Your work going to keep a roof over your head, right? A mother, her work is going to keep her family together. So you have to continue to work as a mother and continue to do things for your family. Continue to take care of your family. Continue to keep everything going. That's the way life is. And your mom is such a big part of your life. Now, I know there are people out there who probably listening to the show that may not have had a mother like mine, or, you know, she may have been a better mother that you think than mine. She may have been a lesser mom than you think of mine. But that does not make it. She's always going to be your mother, no matter what she does. And, you know, if you listen to her, that she'll instill a lot of wisdom into you, even into your kids or her grandkids if you have to. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can just press the number 1 on your keypad and tell me, what kind of wisdom did your mom give you that you can remember? All right, I know she gave you a lot of different nuggets, but what was something that she said to you that you really, 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 really grabbed a hold of? Okay? You really, really grabbed a hold of. Tell you, you know, my mom used to always tell me, you know, if it's funny, she's always say, you know, you see a kid, and she called them kids, but grown men that are in prison, grown men in prison. She said, if you look back from the high chair, which is when they were a baby in the high chair eating, if you look from the high chair to the electric chair, you'll see where they went wrong. Because it's somewhere in there and they went wrong. And you know, a lot of them blame it on their parents. But, you know, it's their lives. They have to take ownership of their lives. And she used to always say, another thing she used to always say is, teach you right. Then when you get out there in the world and I'm not with you, because I'm not going to be able to be with you 24 hours a day. But if I teach you right and you get out there in the world on your own, when you come to a situation, you're probably going to make the right decision. Because all you know is the right way that she taught you. And that's what she used to say, because all you're going to know is the way that I taught you. You're not going to know any other way, because I didn't teach you another way. I only taught you this way. If I can analogize that, I don't know if that's a word, but if I can analogize that, I make an analogy to washing clothes. If you wash clothes, you have a certain brand of detergent that you use, right? You may use Tide, Gain, Surf. I don't know what you use, but you probably use that because that's what your mom used. That's what your mom used to use when you were growing up. If somebody gave you something different, gave you a different brand of detergent to use for your clothes, you'd be like, I don't know if I want to use that, because you know, I've been using Tide all my life, and you know, it's done a good job for me. Well, that, you know, guess what? There may be something out there that's better than Tide. But you don't know, because that's the only thing that you've used. Right? So you don't know what this other detergent is like. It may tear up your clothes, put holes in your clothes. It may make your clothes smell funny. Who knows? But again, that's what she told me. She said, if I teach you this away, then when you get out there on your own, you're probably going to make the right decision. If you don't, that's on you, because I didn't teach you that way. And see, those are the things that I miss with my mom. And if your mom's still living today, come Sunday, you should hug her and hug her neck so tight that, you know, she'd almost sink into your shoulders. Because she is the reason that you are where you are. There's no one else. I mean, the man up above, but he put your mom here to do what he wants you to do. He put your mom here to teach you what he wants you to know. So come Sunday, you should hug her neck so tight, so tight. See, I can't do that anymore. I can hug my mother-in-law, but she's not my mom. And she's taking on that role, but she's not my mom, right? But I can't. But I do have a neck to hug. Okay, I wish I had my mom's neck to hug, but I don't. That's life, right? So come Sunday, you better hug that mama like you've never hugged her before. Because she is that person. She is that person. I mean, I can sit here and talk for hours about my mom. Okay? Because, again, that's just what she meant to me. Tell y'all a funny story about her, and then I'll close the show. But when I was in high school, I was a big basketball star in high school, and my mom used to say, "Man, you got to stop bringing all these girls around me," and I was like, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, you have this girl here this week. Last week you had this girl. And then a while back you had another girl. Stop bringing all these girls around. You need to make a choice." Make a choice between, you know, make a choice of the girl that you want to be with. And then you could bring her around me, but continue to work with her. Don't jump from girl to girl to girl to girl to girl. Okay? And then I made a decision. Right? So, you know, that's some wisdom that she instilled in me. So that's, and that's what I hold on to today. And I'm sure I have it for the rest of my life. I don't have a son that I could tell that to, but I do have daughters that I can help with that kind of stuff. Because I know a little deadbeat boy when I see one, you know? And sometimes that's what they pick. A little deadbeat boy. And, you know, you have to deal with that. But you have to try to get them to understand what things would be like. What would things be like if you were to move out and move in with this guy? If you were to maybe become his wife one day. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't want to work. He still live home with his mom. And he doesn't even have a car to drive. What do you see in this guy? And those are the things that you have to do with your kids, with your girls, with your sons. I don't know if you have sons or daughters. Sons and daughters. Some of you have been lucky to have sons and daughters. Teach them all the time. Teach them all the time. All right? Teach them all the time. So, guys, I can say is it's the weekend, right? Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Have a great weekend, all you mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to you. I hope you have a great, 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 great Sunday. And I'll see you guys back here Monday, 6 o'clock, right here on the Frank Williams Show. This Frank, I'm over. I'm out. I'll see you. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye-bye.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But what? She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cop, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
A ruler presentation.